Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Sitting just to our south, where hopefully things seem to make more sense. Football expert. I don't know. It'll make any sense to me. Santana Dodson. Good morning, Santana. How are you?
I am good, fellas. I am good. It was a good one until.
I think the network got what it wanted. I mean, it was a back and forth. Hey, what's going on?
Up and down the field. It was exciting. There was scoring. There was not scoring. It was a clean game. It was virtually penalty free.
Yeah,
it was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It was much better than I thought it was going to be. It was probably the best game that I don't think everybody would agree that the Packers have played all year, just as a whole. Just, I hate to look at that one play. That one play was bad. It went down to the turnovers, and we had one turnover. They had none, and that was a kickoff return. But I think not only that, their special teams was a little bit better than ours. If you look at that, and then, when the punt in the first half, when they went for the first down and got it, then they punted inside of the one and down the ball and got the safety. So I just think the special teams, you had to give the edge to them in special teams. But everything else, we really played well.
I was pretty pleased with all aspects of our football team until the last 2 minutes. I thought our defense did everything you could have asked of them against that offense, because that offense has got the potential to put a lot of points on the board, right?
It felt like we gave up a lot of third and long.
That is a dangerous offense, like you're saying. And, I mean, everybody's been calling and looking for this defensive coordinator and, kind of saying, what's the big deal? He did, honestly, to me, he put together a great game plan against probably the top offensive team in the NFL right now. I'd have to tip my hat to either the Rams or the Kansas City Chiefs as the top offense right now in the NFL. So he did. They had 2 weeks to do it, but he did put a great game plan together, I think, defensively.
Yeah, Mike Pettine. It was his best defensive scheme of the year, I thought. I mean, he stopped, like you said, one of the top two offenses in the NFL, and it made him punt the first three times they had the ball. Three possessions, three punts. Yeah. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, and our secondary played well. That rookie defensive back, he
Jari
played
Alexander, yep.
I thought they did enough to win, and that's what kind of hurts you on the road to lose a big one like that. But hopefully they'll be able to build off of it and, be able to salvage a few games going down this tough stretch.
Well, the division is there for the taking. Everyone is like 3 or 4 wins. No one's really too exciting.
Well, everybody lost this weekend except for the Bears. Vikings lost. Lions lost. Packers lost. So, yeah, the division is still there for the taking, but we're that division. We're the division that's going to – we're going to have a division winner that comes in with less wins than a wild card team.
Yeah, we might be that division.
We're going to be that team. Our division is going to deliver that this year,
well,
I think.
But that's the step, right? I mean, anything can happen in the playoffs.
I just so expected to see Rodgers go down and at least get us into field goal range. And to not even get the opportunity was just crushing. Just crushing. After playing that well on both sides of the ball. What does that do to you when you're on the team, Santana?
Yeah, I mean, again, you kind of reflect. You don't look at that one incident and then make that the culprit of, why you won a loss. But definitely, he's done it so many times that even if you're in the locker room, you're like, man, I just wish that the offense could have gotten the ball one last series. They had it was right at 2 minutes left, so you felt real good about them going down. A field goal wins the game. You felt good about them trying to find a way to get that victory. So you feel kind of cheated. Honestly, you feel a little bit cheated. But you don't look at the fumble as the end product. as the end all be all. You know, you look at other things that could have happened during the game that you could have done better to help win that close contest.
Montgomery was supposed to take a knee, and they were just supposed to start at the 25.
Yeah, it seemed like a young rookie mistake, and he's a veteran. You know, what I'm hearing is he was supposed to take a knee, and I understand you want to make the play. You know, you want to put your offense in a good position. It was a shallow kick. I think it was 2 yards into the end zone. So, you know, a lot of times it's to that returner's discretion. But it sounds like now that, you know, everybody's saying that he was supposed to take a knee, so you want him to take that knee. It's like a kid at Christmas. You feel like, oh, it's wide open. I can make that play. And you cannot fumble the ball. I think he knows that. Everybody knows that. And, you know, it was a bad time to play bad.
In tight games like that, one kind of fumble such as that, it was the tipping point. It's not unreasonable that it would be. Close games like that, mistakes kill you. And so, you know, he was coached to not do that very thing. So what do you do with him? Do you fine him? Do you cut him? Do you say, well, don't do it again?
Can you trust him back there on kickoffs anymore if you tell him what to do? Well, he doesn't do what I tell him. I can't put him back there. I mean, I like Ty Montgomery. I think he's a fine football player. But this was a critical mistake. This was a back-breaking, soul-crushing mistake. Go.
Yeah, I don't think you can get rid of the guy out of one play. You know, if there's a series of mistakes, then yeah, of course. There's a reason you've kept him the last 2-3 years. So you kind of look at that Rolodex and what he's done so far, and I don't think that's reason enough to cut the guy. But yeah, I mean, one never knows. But I wouldn't think that would be the reason you cut Ty Montgomery.
How'd you like football back in the Coliseum yesterday? I mean, that looked like that could have been 1978 with those uniforms out there and in the Coliseum. I mean, that I love the late shadows in the afternoon out there as you're coming up in the fourth quarter.
You are exactly right. I mean, one thing that I did definitely notice and I reminisced about watching the game yesterday is, you know, everybody always asks, what's your favorite Packer game, Packer moment? And one of the most pleasing things as a Packer player is road trips and road games. That game was so loud with so many Packer fans in the opponent's stadium that it really reminded me of the times that we always said it, if there's one extra ticket, you're going to see a little cheesehead up in the stands. So
that was incredible. The crowd shots were unbelievable. The noise was hard to believe, too.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like Tampa used to when the Packers played down there on a regular basis.
That's right. I mean, that was just one of the best things. But, you know, being a road team and having so many Packer fans that come out to support and make noise and you hear the Go Pack Go, that was outstanding yesterday.
Yeah, it's just too bad they couldn't be sent home with a win. Or maybe they are home. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they live down there.
Yeah, that's true. A field goal would have done it, guys.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so they got ready for the Rams. They had 2 weeks to look at all that film and come up with a game plan offensively and defensively. Now you have to move on to the Patriots. Obviously, you're going to do different things because they're two different teams.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, defensively, you've got to find a way to stop this big 6'6" guy. I don't know if you heard of him. His name's Gronkowski. You got to be able to take him and control him in their offensive system. And at the same time, offensively, you're going against one of the best schemers in Bill Belichick in the NFL. And he doesn't get enough credit as a defensive coach and a defensive strategist. But you can look at him to give us a bunch of different looks and just kind of try to keep Aaron and those guys on this hill. So it'll be another good playoff-type atmosphere that they've got 6 days to get ready for.
Do you think they'll use 5 or 6 defensive backs against, I don't know, for the rest of the year?
Well, you know what? They did that last They did that yesterday. And to honestly answer your question, you can't get put a steady diet of it. I think they got away with it yesterday. But that can't be your one-horse pony show the rest of the way. So they're going to dabble in that a little bit. And it works. But if that's something a team gets all week to prepare for, you'll probably be in trouble in the running game.
Did you do trick-or-treat yet there in the neighborhood?
No, we're doing it Wednesday. We usually do it on the day.
Okay.
And it's supposed to rain here on Wednesday. So you guys did it over the weekend?
My community did. Others around. It's a mishmash up here.
Yeah, it depends where you live, what subdivision you're in, what town you're in. But, yeah, we're done with it already. But
mine was during the game. It was kind of murder.
Oh, no, don't ring the doorbell during the game, little Johnny.
It was bad.
Oh.
So are you ready?
I would have put the Tootsie Rolls on the doorstep.
And you'd have had no Tootsie Rolls left after the first group
kid
of kids
would just
were there.
Clear them out.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And kids would have been disappointed that you were such a sucker, too.
This guy
really used to play in the NFL.
Hey, go to that house. They have one big sucker.
One big sucker sitting on the couch watching the game.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have fun handing out your candy on Wednesday night, Santana. We'll talk about the Patriots and the Packers.
Y'all have a good week.
Next week.
Yeah, you too.
Santana Dodson.